This is WUIS. I'm Brian Mackey. Governor Bruce Rauner has stepped up his campaign against government employee unions by eliminating so-called fair share dues paid by workers who do not join a union. The Republican says he signed an executive order erasing what he calls a critical cog in the corrupt bargain crushing taxpayers.
It is also a fundamental American principle of freedom of choice. America is about freedom of choice and empowering individuals to control their own lives and their own future. This is allowing the employees of state government the right to decide.
Joining us is State House Bureau Chief Amanda Vinicky. Amanda, tell us a little about the governor's executive order.
Well, this came as a surprise. We do know that Bruce Rauner has talked a lot about government unions and this quote-unquote corrupt bargain, he says, is between them because they contribute to politicians and then go right around and try and bargain with these politicians for pension benefits, health care, wages, contracts. One of those contracts is going to be up in the summer, and it'll be Rauner himself that now has to negotiate with AFSCME. What he did with this executive order, and I should add, he simultaneously filed a court case in the Northern District of Illinois in federal court to say that employees who don't want to be part of a union no longer have to basically pay the union a fee for bargaining on their behalf. So even if you don't want to be part of the union, and there is nothing in Illinois that forces you to do that, you basically are captured in the benefits that they negotiate for you. So you would get a raise just like a union worker would get a raise. And the concept is that you should have to pay for that fair share. Rauner says it's anything but fair share.
So this sounds a lot like what Governor Scott Walker did in Wisconsin. And of course, we heard, well, Illinois is not Wisconsin, and the governor here in Illinois won't be able to do that. Is this a surprise? Did people see this coming?
I don't think anybody necessarily saw this coming, and particularly not this soon. As you noted, Illinois isn't Wisconsin, but Wisconsin did get that through the legislature. This, of course, is Rauner using his executive authority to unilaterally take this move. The General Assembly has 60 days upon the issuing of an executive order to say, no, you exceeded your authority, and the General Assembly may well do that. The Senate President, John Cullerton, says that his legal team has it under review.
Well, I took a look at that court filing, and it lists dozens of unions as the defendant in that lawsuit that you mentioned. What are the unions saying about this?
The unions say that the governor, this is a blatant abuse of his authority, and that they are going to do all that they can to overturn it. And this is the latest in their war, really, with Rauner. Rauner maintained over the weekend, no, I'm not anti-union, but believe me, the union leaders and members see it as anything but. They say that this is a man who, with his millions, is out of touch and is working to silence and decimate the working class, and that he is trying to silence unions from working in Illinois.
So, Amanda, how many employees does this affect?
Rauner says that there are 6,500 state employees who don't want to be paying union dues but have been forced to. He says they've been bullied and intimidated, and it costs them about $577 a year. I should add also that part of this stems from an Illinois case that went before the U.S. Supreme Court. If you're interested in reading more on that, it's Harris v. Quinn.
Amanda, thank you. Amanda Vinicky is State House Bureau Chief for WUIS and Illinois Public Radio. I'm Brian Mackey.